Jah Philip is a traditional healer. Using ancestral practices, he calls on the spirits to bring victory to Cameroon's national football team.
National team should win.
He says it's the extra spark the indomitable lions, as they're known, need before their first game.
When this fire burn like that, you see the smoke go up. Mm-hmm. The spirits, they inhale the smoke. It's like telephone. They will come.
Jah says several players have been consulting traditional healers ahead of the World Cup in Qatar.
Any tribe has its own magic. Any village has its own magic. Any region has its own magic. So when all these magicians, they become together, then they begin to pray for the sources, for the sources, for the lion. Nobody can drop them down.
In Cameroon, as in many African countries, natural medicine plays an important role, and remedies that are believed to enhance performance are popular among athletes. The tinctures are made from plants found in the forest and are available at local markets. Abbas Ali, a former defender in his village team, started selling them after he suffered a knee strain, the same injury that is preventing striker Sadio Mane from playing in Senegal's opening game.
This vendor says that he has the appropriate remedies for the football star Sadio Mane, who's suffering from an injury. He just needs to come to this stall. Here you have all sorts of powders and liquids coming from the sacred Cameroonian forest. And he says if that doesn't work, then he needs to wear one of these.
The object is meant to protect him from further injury, and the vendor says bring him luck. When it comes to sports, superstition are plentiful. Maradona carried the same rosary at each game. England's Gary Lineker changed shirts at halftime if the match wasn't going in his favor. Cristiano Ronaldo always steps onto the pitch right foot first. Cameroon's manager has denied approaching black magicians, but there is no stopping fans from doing all they can to ensure the indomitable lions live up to their nickname. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Yaoundé.